Happy New Year. Although it's feeling a lot like the old year, we are on a House of Representatives watch. At some point today, the House may vote on the deal the Senate passed at 2 a.m. this morning. Too late to make the midnight deadline, so in effect, we have all gone over the fiscal cliff. How are you feeling? But the Senate bill, if passed by the House today, will be soon enough to prevent some taxes from going up in the new year when the Bush-era tax cuts expire. Now, later in the hour, we're going to go real deep into the details of the Senate deal, but the main points, it would end Bush-era tax breaks on income over $400,000 for individuals, $450,000 for couples. It ends the payroll tax holiday, which was always temporary, but that means all workers are going to see a little more taken out of their paychecks. Conversely, it prevents the alternative minimum tax from hitting middle-class Americans. Now, cuts in spending have been kicked down the road 2 months. That sets up another cliff in the future. But meanwhile, it's that tax increase on the very wealthy that has Republicans, especially those in the House, very angry. John Bresnahan, a senior congressional correspondent for Politico. John, this morning, NBC political director Chuck Todd predicted the deal would pass in the House because the bill passed so overwhelmingly in the Senate, 89-8. But all morning here on the East Coast, we've been hearing debate about whether or not the House will even vote. So what's the latest?
I believe the House will vote today. The House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, he controls the scheduling on the floor, has committed to that. So there will be a vote today. When today that occurs after last night's theatrics is still kind of up in the air.
It's quite something. Watching along on CNN, you saw, Kathy Griffin, joking like crazy as the ball's dropping, and then knowing that, they were still scrambling to come up with a deal. It just was really quite something. But what's going on? I mean, on CNN last night, anti-tax advocate Grover Norquist said he would vote for the Senate deal. He doesn't think it violates the no tax raised pledge the Republicans have taken because it makes 84% of Bush-era tax cuts permanent. And that, as we said, is on the income under $400,000. You still get that tax break. And as Ali Vesey said, that's cats and pigs sleeping together, that Grover Norquist would be for it. So who would be against it?
Well, listen, there were a lot of Democrats were unhappy with the deal. They didn't think it was a good deal, even though they voted for it. Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, was clearly not impressed.
Why? Because it wasn't enough tax on the wealthy? Why?
I think they thought their negotiating position would be strengthened if they went over the cliff. And at that point, you can offer Republicans a tax cut because on January 1, all tax rates revert to the Clinton era rates. So everybody's tax rates go up. So after January 1, if you pass a tax bill, it becomes a tax cut. And you could use that as leverage with Republicans to say who want major cuts to entitlement programs down the road. You could say, listen, we will do XYZ on entitlement programs, but we're going to trade you tax cuts. So they could kind of ameliorate some of the biggest push you'll see Republicans have on tax cuts. They think there's a lot of Democrats and a lot of liberals who think this was a bad deal.
Yeah.
And as you've noted, there's a number of Republicans who don't like it either because it doesn't protect all taxpayers. This had been the Republican mantra for years, as you noted. Grover Norquist has said, any tax increase is a bad tax increase. So, and now they don't like it either. So in the end, though, I think everybody's going to hold their nose and vote for it because the alternative, a potential recession, a potential Wall Street sell-off, is just the damaged reputation of the United States and internationally, like we can't get our act at all in order.
I think it's
too big a risk.
Well, we're going to get, as we said, more into the details later in the hour, talk about the politics behind this. But just in the minute we have, so you get the sense the House will pass this. Might there be amendments? I mean, what might we see play out this afternoon?
That is still up in the air. Speaker John Boehner had warned all along that if he thought that was the case, he would amend the bill if his Republican conference doesn't support it. Now, remember, the new Congress starts on Thursday. Boehner has to be reelected as Speaker. His first audience he plays to is his fellow House Republicans. Otherwise, he can't be Speaker. So they're working their way through this. They just saw the paper on this last night. In fact, they were the Senate actually announced its vote before they even saw a bill. So they're taking their time. They're looking at it, seeing whether or not they support it or not. In the end, I think there will be a big bipartisan vote for it. But again, it's the things are very fluid as the, today as yeah. they were yesterday. The whole situation is confusing, and I haven't seen anything like this ever.
Well, John Bresnahan, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And it's going to be a great 2013 on Capitol Hill.
Yep. Senior Congressional Correspondent for Politico, thanks so much.